Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. The market certainly showed some teeth today, didn't it? A broad advance with a distinctly pro-cyclical flavor. What's your take on the action?
Absolutely. It felt like the market wanted to run and just shrugged off some potentially concerning headlines. Small caps, those mega cap names, and especially semiconductors really led the charge. Growth optimism and momentum buyers. That's the story.
Yeah, it started a bit sluggish, some consolidation, but then around 10 a.m. Eastern, things picked up. That April JOLTS report, showing a pickup in job openings, seemed to light a fire.
It did. That was seen as a positive for the labor market, despite, you know, the OECD tweaking down its 2025 global GDP growth forecast to 2.9% and the U.S. to 1.6%. And China's Caixin manufacturing PM, I wasn't exactly stellar either. Weakest since 2022 at 48.3.
Interesting. So the market just looked past that? What about the indices? SPY and QQQ seem to be in a bit of a holding pattern despite the day's green.
That's right. SPY, looking at the intraday, has been consolidating a bit under that 596.00 level. Volumes have decreased too, which often suggests a bit of a stall. Some caution. Support-wise, 595.00 is key. Resistance. Maybe around 596.50.
Got it. And QQQ? Similar story?
Very similar. QQQ is range-bound around the 527.00 mark. Subdued volume there, too. Traders are hesitant, likely waiting for the next big catalyst. For QQQ, watch 528.50 as resistance and 526.00 for support.
And the VIX, or VXX in this case. Staying pretty calm? That usually helps the bulls.
Exactly. VXX showed minor fluctuations, no big spikes. That reflects relative market calm, which aligns with that consolidation in SPY and QQQ. Moderated fear levels, generally.
So which sectors were really driving this pro-cyclical move today?
Information technology was the star, up 1.5%, largely thanks to NVIDIA. NVDA was up nearly 3%. Hitting 141.40. Semiconductors overall were strong.
NVIDIA just keeps going. What else?
Energy followed, up 1.1%. The materials up 1.0%, and industrials gaining 0.8%. It really underscores that pro-cyclical bias today. And the Russell 2000, the small caps, actually outpaced the other major indices, up 1.6%, led by its banking and energy components.
That's a good sign for breadth, advancers leading decliners pretty strongly on both exchanges. Though volume was below average again, wasn't it?
Yes, like yesterday, below average trading volume at both the NYSE and NASDAQ. Something to keep an eye on. It makes you wonder about the conviction behind some of these moves. But the price action is the price action.
True. And treasuries? Any big moves there?
Not really. The 10-year note yield settled unchanged at 4.46% after dipping below 4.41% overnight. The 30-year bond yield slipped a couple of basis points to 4.98%.
Okay, so year-to-date, S&P 500 is up a modest 1.5%, NASDAQ just 0.5%. Dow is flat, slightly negative, and the Russell 2000 is still down 5.7% YTD, even with today's pop.
That paints the picture. It's been a selective market. Speaking of data, those factory orders for April were a bit soft, down 3.7% month over month. That was worse than the expected 3.1% decline. Excluding transportation, they fell 0.5% for the second straight month.
So weakness in durable goods, non-durable goods, and business spending in April. That contrasts with the JOLTS data a bit.
It does. It adds to that mixed macro picture. The market seems to be focusing on the positives for now, like those JOLTS numbers showing 7.391 million openings up from March.
Let's shift to a standout stock story, Dollar General. What a surge. Up almost 16% to 112.57. That's a huge move.
Massive. Their largest EPS beat in 4 years. Revenue for Q1 rose 5.3% year over year to $10.44 billion, also well ahead of expectations. And importantly, they raised their full-year 2025 revenue and comp guidance and also bumped up the lower end of their EPS guidance to $5.20 to $5.80.
That's impressive. The new CEO, Todd Vasos, who came back out of retirement, seems to be really turning things around, revamping stores, improving assortments.
Exactly. He was CEO from 2015 to 2022 when the stock did very well. They're planning to remodel around 2,000 additional stores this year. Same-store sales increased 2.4% in Q1, which was a nice improvement from Q4. And customer traffic, while still down slightly at minus 0.3%, was better than the minus 1.1% in Q4. That traffic improvement is key.
I see. So they're gaining market share in consumables and non-consumables. What about margins, given the tariff uncertainty they mentioned?
Gross margin improvement was a big driver for the EPS beat. Lower shrink and higher inventory markups helped. They do cite tariff uncertainty and its possible impact on consumer behavior as a reason for not raising full-year EPS guidance even more, but they think they can mitigate a significant portion of it.
That's a strong signal. And this bodes well for peers like Dollar Tree, reporting tomorrow pre-market, and Five Below after the close tomorrow, right?
It certainly does. Analysts clearly weren't expecting profitability this strong from DG. The stock chart looks good, too. It's been trending higher since mid-January, after gapping down last August.
Okay, let's talk about some specific setups you're watching. How about continuation plays? What's looking strong?
All right, for continuations, AVGO is on the list. Also, INTU. And from other scans, EYPT is showing momentum with increasing volume. It recently pushed towards $8.25, could target $8.40. Entry around $8 with a stop near $7.95 looks viable.
Interesting. EYPT, a healthcare name. What else on continuation?
Team, in the tech sector. Strong bullish trends, volume spikes. It's been testing resistance around $210.80, looking to push towards the $211.50 to $213 range. An entry around $209 with a stop at $207.50 could work.
And you mentioned semis earlier. ASML was strong, but I saw it got a downgrade from Barclays to equal weight. Still a continuation for you?
Despite that downgrade, the price action has been consistently positive with good volume. It's been pushing towards $748 to $749.50. An entry near $745 with a target around $752 and a stop at $744 is what the chart suggests for a swing. Sometimes these downgrades can be absorbed if the underlying trend is strong enough.
Fair point. Now, what about anticipation setups? What are you expecting to break out?
For anticipation, X, the steel play, is one to watch. Also, FICO. And then looking at some others, CVNA is displaying strong momentum. It's been testing resistance around $340.20. We could see a break higher, maybe towards $341.50. Entry could be considered around $338, with a stop near $337.
CVNA, always a volatile one. What else in anticipation?
LLY, Eli Lilly. It's in an uptrend in healthcare, consistent volumes. It's likely to test resistance at $756. A move towards $758 is possible. Entry near $753.50. Stop at $752.
Got it. And one more?
LNG. Cheniere Energy. Benefiting from energy sector dynamics, support levels seem to be strengthening. It's looking to test $245. Targets could be $244.80 and $245.60. Maybe an entry near $244.20 with a stop at $242.30.
So energy still has legs, even with some of the global growth questions. Now, any quick upgrades or downgrades that caught your eye today, besides ASML?
Well, on the upgrade side, Pinterest, Pins, got a nod from JP Morgan to overweight with a $40 target. Block XYZ was upgraded to outperform at Evercore ISI, target $75. And UBS got an upgrade to buy at Jefferies.
And on the downgrade front, anything notable?
Besides ASML, Bumble, BMBL, was cut to underweight by JP Morgan, target just $5. Ouch. And GSK was downgraded to hold from buy at Berenberg.
All right, so a lot of moving pieces. Before we wrap, what key economic data should traders have on their radar for tomorrow, Wednesday?
It's a busy morning. We get MBA mortgage applications at 7 a.m. Eastern. Then, the May ADP employment change at 8:15 a.m. consensus is around 115K. After that, S&P Global U.S. Services PMI at 9:45 a.m. and the May ISM services at 10 a.m. expected around 52.0%. And don't forget the Fed's beige book in the afternoon at 2 p.m.
Plus, we'll hear from Atlanta Fed President Bostic and Fed Governor Cook at a Fed Listens event mid-morning. So plenty of potential market movers.
Definitely. The market seems to be in a wait-and-see mode, consolidating, as we discussed with SPY and QQQ. Sector rotation towards defensives like XLP and XLU also hints at some caution. But today's pro-cyclical strength shows there's still appetite for risk if the story is right.
So, the key takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow?
Vigilance on those key support and resistance levels for the indices is crucial. Watch for volume confirmation on any breaks. Megacap tech and energy have shown strength, but manage risk, especially with headline risks around trade and tariffs still lingering. It's a cautiously bullish environment, but caution is the operative word for now.
Excellent insights as always. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Have a great trading day tomorrow, everyone.